Michael Harrington, who I know from the past on the Public Utilities Commission side, I believe, unscheduled but wanted to check in, talking about soaring electricity rates because of the price of natural gas. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Jack. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for checking in. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to, I thought, maybe I misunderstood, but I thought you said rates were going to 40 cents a kilowatt hour and a 400% increase, and they're going up enough, don't get me wrong, but that's, they're not going up that much.
Let me just share with us, because we have a moment, Michael. We had the head of an electricity company who on Thursday, and it was a very good company, they've been around. He read through, and a lot of people on my side haven't, or the general electricity user, he read through the Eversource request of the PUC, and that those were his words through January of 2023, that it's well above 100% increase, and in fact, by January 2023, could go up to as much as what I just said and what you just said. So if that's incorrect, tell us if that's incorrect.
Okay, well, I've spoken to people from Eversource, and then what they're telling me, and I've spoken to people at the PUC, the present rate right now for the energy portion of your bill, remember, it's about 50% of the total of your bill, a little bit less than that. The rest is transmission, delivery, system benefit charge, stranded cost, all that other stuff. So right now, that's 10.67 cents per kilowatt hour.
Right.
It's going to go up August 1st to 22.6. This is for residential people. And that's a substantial increase. It's 100%, but it's 100% of 50%. So in total, your bill is going to go up around 25%, which is a huge increase, and you've got it 100% right. The price of electricity is set by natural gas. We simply do not have enough natural gas. We pay more for it than any other part of the country because of our lack of pipelines, and that's just the fact we're going to have. But there is some good news. And this is one of the main reasons I call, because we have competitive electric suppliers in New Hampshire, and anyone can go to the PUC website and just punch up electricity and follow the leads, and it'll get you to those. For example, there's one that I personally signed up for, 12.6 cents for a kilowatt hour, and that's for guaranteed for 30 months. There's another one that's 13.4 cents that was guaranteed for a year. People can go there. They'll get one electric bill. If nothing changes, other than they sign up for that, make sure you get a fixed rate.
That's a great.
Make sure you know the terms.
Great
read
bit
the
of,
whole thing through. But
great bit of
huge
advice.
Amount
great
of savings.
Great bit of advice. So, Michael,
10 cents a kilowatt hour.
Michael, let's go back. Michael Harrington, how can people do this? They can go just to the PUC site.
Right. If you go to the state of New Hampshire, you look up state agencies, and then you can push on P, and it'll come up Public Utilities Commission. You'll see there's a bunch of blocks at the top. One of them says electricity. Click on the electricity one, and then you can read where it says choosing a competitive supplier, and just follow the links. And, you know, we're talking here paying, you know, less than 13 cents is compared to almost 23 cents.
Great advice.
So
Michael,
if you're using the typical rate payer uses about 650 kilowatt hours a month.
Right.
You're talking over $60 a month you're going to save.
Awesome. Great.
That's really important that everybody be aware of that.
Can we, at some point, I don't know what you're doing these days. Thanks for calling, Michael Harrington. Maybe if we're going to do more on this, might want to get you in studio or do more of an in-depth interview as an expert. It might be great to get your expertise.
Sure, we can work on something.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Phone number here. I'll get back to you.
Thanks for checking
just
in.
Let's make sure people understood it's too much of a rate increase. You know, when Joe Biden declares war on fossil fuels, the price, no one's going to invest in infrastructure to deliver natural gas to New England because they tell us we don't want it. Well, we actually want it. We need it.
Well, we don't know. Sometimes we don't know better. Thank you, Michael.